Hello, A Crime Story podcast listeners. Long time no see or listen, but I am coming to you with an emergency episode. I was on Facebook yesterday and I saw this article about this missing student, Ken Deland Jr., who is missing in France. Now, I'm just going to read from the website because I don't want to get any of this information wrong. The website is findkendeland.com, and it is in French and in English. But I just want to give a few details of the case, and hopefully you will share this as far and wide so we can help find Ken Deland. And many of you know I was a student in France, and I can't imagine what his parents are going through having to navigate this system from America. And like I've said on many podcasts before, the legal system in every country is uniquely different, and it can definitely be hard to navigate. And so I just want to give out this information. So on November 27th, 2022, his parents last heard from Ken via WhatsApp, and apparently he had left his host family's residence and boarded a train headed for Valence, France. And his phone pinged the last time, November 30th, 2022, from the Gare or the train station in Valence, and his phone has had zero activity since this date. We have learned through, or his parents have learned through communications that Ken had gone to class on November 28th. However, communication has not happened from his phone or any social media since November 27th. According to authorities, Ken has not made any contact with any of his friends he's made in France since attending this class on the 28th. Those who saw him in class on the 28th said he was normal and happy. All students and the host family have provided authorities with text messages and verbal communications, and as far as his family knows, nothing was out of the ordinary. So Ken was reported missing on November 28th after not attending class and or being seen by friends and his host family. University officials filed a missing persons report and informed his parents of Ken's disappearance. Through initial investigations, Ken's activity were as follows for the morning of November 29th. Ken had breakfast, made a sandwich, and packed it with a change of clothing, his wallet, and his cell phone. Ken left all his belongings at his host family's home, including his computer, tablet, train pass, and phone charger. Ken had a conversation with a neighbor outside of his host house, which is said to have been positive. And as far as I've seen, Ken did not have a great grasp on the French language. So I think he would stick out kind of like a sore thumb, especially in this region of France where you don't get as many tourists as you would think as like in a city such as Paris. So the neighbor informed his family that Ken was planning to travel. So Ken's bank was aware of his disappearance and provided authorization to police to track purchases. According to his statements, Ken made a purchase at a sports store, so Decathlon, on December 3rd in, I'm going to butcher this name, Montlemar in English, at 9 a.m. Eastern, so 2:45 p.m. French time. So initially, Ken struggled to fit in and make friends abroad. However, he continued to remain positive and make great connections. It is vital to note that Ken has made friends in France, and those are the ones who initially reported him missing to the school and continue to show support and check in for updates on Ken. So his parents just really want him to return safely. So Ken's studies were due to end on December 17th, so this upcoming Saturday, and his visa will expire on January 20th, 2023. Ken is roughly 6 feet tall and 190 pounds. He was last seen wearing a red jacket, scarf, gray beanie, blue jeans, a black backpack, and sneakers. He is on the French missing persons list, and if he attempts to leave France via train, his passport will ping. But since France is in the Schengen area, you can travel to other countries without passport control. So, like I said, he was last seen on November 28th. He was reported missing on November 29th. Last seen by friends on November 28th, and he was last seen in public on December 3rd. He was possibly heading to Marseille, as he told his friends and family that he wanted to visit Marseille before leaving France. So please, if you have any information, to contact the proper authorities. Again, the website is findkennedyland.com, and I will post that in the show notes. If you are connected to France, or especially the areas of interest that I mentioned before, please be on the lookout. Share on Facebook. The best way to find missing persons is by exposure. So if we can get this out to every single source, we have a better chance of finding him. So my prayers and my thoughts are with Ken's family. I hope he is okay and that he is found and can spend Christmas with his family. Thank you, crime historians, and be sure to stay safe at home and abroad.